This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Ladies, you know, it's time of the month, a specific time that comes every single month for us where things get a little tricky. The cravings get serious, specifically for stuff we don't need, like ice cream and chocolate and all of those feel-good things. You may get irritable like me. I'll be ready to bite everybody's head off. Or you may be in a phase of life where you are going through perimenopause or going through menopause and you're dealing with all of the symptoms that come from that. I want to tell you about Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLESSED at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and just use code BLESSED at checkout. This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at Delta.com. You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This episode coming out a little late. Your girl been on a struggle bus. We had the MLK weekend, so the kids were home Monday. Shout out to everybody who's dealing with snow right now. They were home Monday, snowed, so they're home Tuesday, and then a half a day on Wednesday. I was like, Lord, the week's gone at this point. And my oldest came home with a cold, gave it to me. Usually it's myself or my husband who catches whatever he brings back. And so last time it was BJ, this time it was my turn. And so I'm also dealing with the cold and trying to tame this energetic toddler while he's home on his snow day and also enjoying it with them. I didn't go out in the snow because I wasn't feeling well, but we were able to, my husband took the baby outside and I watched from the window and he took the baby outside to experience his first snow. And then my oldest was building snowmans and all of those things. So it's been a lot happening in the house. Fun things, chaotic things, but things that delayed this podcast getting recorded nonetheless. But we are here and I'm ready to dive right in. Can we just have an honest conversation for a second? I get frustrated very often in this online space. The advancement of technology and social media and just this digital world,
is there's so much opportunity in the sense of we have access to so many tools and resources. And I'm specifically talking to the Christian community. I'm talking about us. We have so many resources and tools and access to things to help us learn more about Christ, to help us better understand the word, to help us learn how to apply the word. When God gives us assignments and things to create in business, we have access to so many tools and resources to be able to make those things happen. We have access to people that we otherwise wouldn't have come across, anointed people who have been called for such a time as this, who have gifts that now can be applied and impactful on a larger scale due to the internet. Like, it's just as beautiful. The opportunity is to be this beautiful digital landscape that accelerates and increases the impact of God's plan in the earth. That's the exciting part. But we also know that with that great opportunity, there also lies an opportunity for corruption, an opportunity for perversion, an opportunity for deception, for false teachers, all of these things the enemy uses to destroy, right? His plan is to kill, steal, destroy. We understand that. Now, here's the root of my frustration and what I want to talk about on this episode. I was having a conversation with a friend who's also a client, and we're getting ready to release her podcast. And when we were talking about her vision for the show, and I'll tell you guys about the podcast once it's out, she was talking about just there's so many people in this space of especially millennials, Gen Z, and whoever else comes up after that. It's this space where when you get saved, it's like, now what? And because in this generation, we do a lot of things digitally and online. I feel like millennials, I'm a millennial. I am about to be 32. I vividly remember going outside. Like, when I was growing up, I went outside. I had to be in the house before the street lights came on. If I needed to call my mom, I didn't have a cell phone. I had to use somebody's phone at a friend's house or something like that. I vividly remember life before technology, and much of the memories of my childhood had nothing to do with the internet at all. It wasn't until maybe like middle school that I got my first cell phone, and that was like a Nokia phone. And then I got the little Razor. So again, beyond playing Tetris, we weren't doing anything on our phones, and you had to pay for minutes. If you wanted to talk to somebody before a certain time, you had to pay for minutes, text messages you had to pay for. So we weren't even using them phones like that because our parents were paying the bills and they were not about to let us run their bill up trying to text, right? And then for the young folk, when we were texting, it wasn't like a full keyboard. It was three letters on one number, and you had to press that number three times. So if you were pressing one, if you wanted to get the C, you had to press one three times to get the C. Like, that's how we were texting. It was nothing like this. Instagram came out, I was in undergrad. So with this advancement of social media and all of that, I was an adult by the time that happened. And with that, and I'm glad God allowed me to be born when I was, because I could not imagine, like, my kids when they talk about their childhood and all of this technology they have access to. But with that, when I was getting saved and growing in my relationship with God, I went to a physical church. I bought a Bible. I bought books to learn more about the Bible. I bought commentary. So I wasn't looking online for resources like that because I didn't grow up with that. I wasn't immersed in that as much. And in technology, of course, over the years, it's continued to grow to where now I do use BibleStudyTools.com or Bible References or Bible Hub and all of these different digital spaces to help and technologies to help learn the text. But now, people who are getting saved now, where our lives are consumed with the internet, where I get frustrated is that there is a lack of validating sources. When I went to school and I wrote a paper or anything like that, I had to cite my sources. And not only did I have to cite my sources, but my sources had to be credible. It had to be from scholarly journals and articles, not from gossip sites or random websites. Like, it had to be a verified, credible source. Now, if it's trending, it must be true. And that is so dangerous to me. And it frustrates me. And my friend and I were discussing this because she was saying, like, a lot of people, and she's a few years younger than me, so she's not 30 yet. And when we were having this conversation, she was saying that now people get saved, but it's like, now what? And then because of the times we in, usually the now what leads to the internet, which then puts you in this chaotic environment that you're not equipped yet to fully be able to divide or rightfully divide truth. And there lies the frustration that I've had as of late, and the message that God wanted me to convey on this podcast, or the instruction of this episode, is the importance of protecting your attention. When I took my frustration to God, what he was showing me is that this online space, and I think we're even seeing this right now, is so chaotic. It's chaotic in as far as the world goes. It's chaotic as far as the church goes. It's chaotic as far as online business goes. And my heart breaks because I'm like, God, your people, though, I personally don't care to flex my gift or my business acumen. There is enough of that. There is enough of this spiritual elitism that we see online, where I'm more saved than you because I fast 24/7. I ain't ate in the last year. And that's why I'm blessed and you not blessed, because you want to eat and you ain't willing to da, da, da. Like, please. Please, I want to leave comments on half of the stuff that pop up on my timeline. Like, please just be quiet. How is this helping build believers? How is this winning souls? How is this sending people back to Christ so that God can renew them and transform them? How is this explaining, exemplifying, or exalting Jesus? So when I say my heart breaks, it breaks. And not even just for those who are new to the faith, but those of us who have been saved for some time and are looking to grow spiritually. I'm like, God, how do we navigate this space in the midst of all of this noise? Because it's just a lot. And I even personally take a lot of social media breaks. I am working to practice digital minimalism, meaning that I want to spend the least amount of time online as possible. It's difficult by the nature of what I do. But just for me, I'm even finding ways to where I can operate in this way, in the way that I'm called to, without being consumed and pulled into the culture of it. What God was sharing with me as I was venting to him, like I vented to you guys, and preparing for this episode, what he shared with me is that the enemy has successfully unleashed an attack on attention. What's most important to the powers of this world is no longer just money, but it's data and attention. Data gives the intel on what will successfully steal your attention away from Christ. It's to get your attention away from truth. Because if your attention is taken away from truth, then the spirit that lives within you, it can become so diluted that you won't even recognize his guidance or his help. And what was interesting is I started to look up the definition of attention, and I specifically looked it up in the American Psychological Association, because I wanted to know attention as it relates to the study of the mind and what that meant. So it says that attention is a state in which cognitive resources, so mental resources, are focused on certain aspects of the environment rather than on others. And the central nervous system is in a state of readiness to respond to stimuli. Now, this definition has two very important parts. The first part that it points out is that when something has your attention, it has your focus at the expense of something else. The second part is that by the nature of something having your attention, your body is already prepped and ready to respond to it. If your attention is on a lie, because we know the enemy is the father of lies. He is a lying liar who lies. If your attention is on a lie, then by nature of that having your attention, you are disregarding the truth. Now, what has our attention is by choice. And even in our bonus episode, we're talking about Battlefield of the Mind. A big part of this chapter is about choice, but we'll get to that then. What you choose to pay attention to is up to you. But I'm highlighting the definition of attention so that you understand the totality of the choice that you're making. So again, if you choose to allow a lie to have your attention, then you are by definition also choosing to disregard the truth. So as a Christian and an individual who has decided that you are going to follow Jesus and give your life to God and totally surrender your will, your way, and everything to Him, if you choose to pay attention to gossip, then you are also choosing to disregard who you say you are. And the principle, the truth, for us not to be individuals who do that. How can you say that you're doing business God's way and you're giving Him this promise that He's going to be the CEO, but you give your attention to content about being self-made? You're directly working against what you say you're working towards. And I don't think that it's intentional. And that's why this episode is about the specific attack on attention, because you have to understand what attention is to understand why the attack is effective. And in today's society, things move so fast with the advancement of technology and all of this. It moves so quickly that we do a thing before we realize the impact of a thing. And so the goal of this episode is to slow you down enough and to bring your attention to a very intentional, effective, and specific attack that is keeping way too many believers bound. Remember, the first part of the definition of attention discussed how when you are focused on one thing is at the disregard of the other. The second part says that by something having your attention, what else happens is that the central nervous system is in a state of readiness to respond to stimuli. Your central nervous system has the responsibility of receiving, processing, and responding to information. So when something has your focus, it disregards something else, and then your body is ready to respond to what it is that you're focusing on. And this is effective, but by the enemy, because not only can he present you with lies that cause you to disregard the truth, but then your body is now prepped to respond to those lies. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. I've been in business long enough to truly know and understand that it's not just about how much your business makes, but it's about how much your business keeps. Here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. It's accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency. Y'all know we love efficiency over here, by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but everything is expensive, from personal stuff to business. It is so important that we find ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Again, it's not just about how much we make, but how much are we keeping? Now, through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. 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 This episode is brought to you by NPR. We know that Black stories and Black representation in the media is so important.
When I was growing up, I wanted to see people on the screen who looked like me. I wanted to hear people on the radio who sounded like me. One of my fondest memories of my childhood was growing up and listening to our local radio station. And my favorite media personality, if you're from the DMV area, you know him, is Russ Parr. And I listened to the Russ Parr Morning Show every single day on the way to school. That was my first introduction to Black people in the media. And I just remember how I felt connected to the hosts, their guests, all the segments, how even my mother or anyone who was in a car with us just felt connected to the stories and had a great time engaging with the show. And it's something that's inspired me today, just really wanting to connect with my listeners through my platforms. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and as nuanced as the Black experience itself. I think one of the things that so many places get wrong about the Black experience is they make us to be a monolith. And we're not. We are so different and we have so many perspectives. There's so much diversity even within Black stories. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. So everywhere from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. My favorite part of the series is the diversity of perspectives, because I believe that one of the most frustrating things about being Black in America is the way they try to group us all together as if we don't have different backgrounds, different thoughts, different opinions, different cultures within our culture. And I love that diversity. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuances, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be told about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
So using the same example of gossip, let's say the Shade Room has your attention, a gossip page. Now you're disregarding the truth at that moment by allowing it to have your attention. The truth that this is ungodly, but you're going to consume it anyway. So you've already made a decision that you're going to give the enemy your attention in this way. Now, by definition, your body is prepared to respond to what you're giving your attention to. Now, if the enemy is successful in what he's directed your attention to, then how you would respond is commenting on it, engaging with it, sharing it. So now you're further perpetuating something that is not in alignment with the will of God. So now you're an active participant in the enemy's plan and not God's. You see how easily that happens? How easily we drift into, this is, in my opinion, one of the biggest drivers of the lukewarm lifestyle is by us not standing on business as it relates to God's business. And these platforms are designed in this way. They're designed to get your attention, to get you to engage, and to keep your attention. They are designed that way. And the enemy is utilizing them to keep you bound, to keep you one foot in and one foot out, to keep you lukewarm, to keep you saying that you agree with God or that you're a Christian and you're going to live for Jesus. But your actions say that actually the world is your master, not the Lord. And I have to be blunt like that so that we really understand the seriousness of it, because it happens so easily and so smoothly. And again, I want to highlight this issue and highlight this attack on our attention so that we can choose to do better. Because we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, like the spiritual warfare is deep, but the solution is simple. So let's talk about the solution for a second. So Tatum, I hear you. I understand. I recognize how powerful what I give my attention to is. So what do I do differently so that I don't unintentionally slip into this pattern? And the answer is simple. It's in Proverbs 4:23. And it says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And I love this elaboration from gotquestions.org. It says, these words of wisdom from King Solomon emphasize the importance of protecting our innermost being. Our heart is the source of our thoughts, attitudes, beliefs, and actions. Therefore, it is crucial to guard our hearts above all else. Guarding our hearts is about protecting ourselves from external and internal factors. We must be mindful of the things we think about, the things we set our affection on, and the things we give our attention to. Negativity, bitterness, and anger can take root in our hearts and lead to sinful behavior. For this reason, the Apostle Paul says, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Guarding your heart means chooses to focus on godly thoughts, as well as seeking wisdom and guidance from God. When we guard our hearts, we take responsibility for our mental, psychological, and spiritual well-being. In doing so, we protect ourselves from sinful influences that impede spiritual progress. By guarding our hearts, we become who God designed us to be. I'm going to stop there and link the full article in the show notes with all the scripture references, and it goes much deeper in its elaboration. But I wanted to just read that because it just perfectly describes what it means to guard your heart. And again, I'm presenting that as the solution. The enemy's attack is on our attention. Our response to that attack, because we already won, it's not about win or losing. The victory is ours. How we stand on our victory in this way is by guarding our hearts. How that translates practically as we operate and function in this digital modern world, in my opinion, first you got to understand what you like. We all have sins that we enjoy in particular. I'm not a smoker, never have been. I've smoked before in my life, but I never was like totally into it fully. So if something catches my attention online about smoking, let's say some new type of weed came out, that's not something that will have me disregard truth or move me to action outside of the will of God, because it's not something that I particularly like anyway. Now, if for you, you know that that is a sin that you're bent towards, then you need to utilize like these algorithms. You know how they use cookies and all of that to track our digital footprint so they could sell us on something that we may have showed interest to at one point. Use that in your advantage to where set the algorithms to, especially with TikTok, you can do this easier to where it's like, don't show me this type of content. Don't show me that type of content. So it just doesn't push it to you when you're on search engines like YouTube and things like that come up, because it will, especially if it's something that you participated in previously. Don't show me this video, block this type of content, whatever parental controls, y'all, whatever it may be. Put the safeguards in place that you can control. Let's say you listen to the first episode this year where God is calling a lot of people to speak, and you are nervous about coming into this online sphere late, in quotations, and building a brand here now. You may need to put controls in place that are blocking you or feeding into your discomfort about being obedient or your fear about stepping out on faith. Something all of us need to pay attention to in general are just the things that we watch and we listen to, period. The things we watch online, the things that we consume, we just have to pay attention to it and find pure alternatives to everyday things. That's an assignment for all of us. Something that I've started doing recently is listening to a lot more Christian rap. Y'all know I've been vocal on here from day one that I'm a Jay-Z fan. Jay-Z does not rap anything that is consistent with the principles of Christ. He doesn't. And as a business owner in particular, who's called to do business God's way, sometimes, if I'm being honest, the messages that I'm rapping with these lyrics are contradictory to the way that I want to do business. So I can't listen to that the way that I may have felt freer to in previous seasons or before I gave my life to Christ. a lot of the rap music now is just trash. The female rap, the male rap, everything. It's just garbage that we're feeding ourselves and that the enemy can use to drive us to action. So something I've been doing again is just listening to more Christian rap, more Christian. My husband sent me a playlist. It was like Christian soul music or whatever. I'm like a 90s R&B girl. So I love a good old school type of sound. And I was listening to these songs like, dang, these are beautiful songs. Their messaging is consistent with God. They're not necessarily fully worship songs, but they are. It's good music without compromising the integrity of what I'm lending my ears to. So for all of us, we just have to be mindful, especially in this season and this market of all of the advancements of technology and social media and all of that. We have to be especially mindful in this season. So that's it for this episode. Take this revelation. Again, we're highlighting the attack of the enemy. We're highlighting why it's effective in order for you to go to God and for him to give you the specific instruction on how to make sure that you don't fall into this trap. So that's it for this episode. Any resources that I mentioned, you can find them in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save big.